This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're doing our live Saturday edition of the program, and you're invited to join us here. If you would like, you can bring up anything that you want. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into one of those. We'll get you on the air, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight to start this out, because we're kind of like, you know, we're not starting the show now, but we had John Stossel on for the first hour. So if you missed that,
yeah, don't miss an opportunity to have John Stossel on ever.
Right. You know, we rarely do guests here on Free Talk Live, but if you can get John Stossel, then you should get him. And we were able to, so it's nice to have that. It's actually the second time he's been on Free Talk Live in the last 15 years with us, so it's pretty cool. We're actually going to see him coming up at Freedom Fest in 11 days from now. That's coming up fast. We're going to Vegas. You can see us there and see a bunch of really cool speakers like Ken Jillette and others.
I don't imagine he's going to be hanging out with us. He's got the high rollers to hang out with. You know, sitting
we
back
might be able to grab him for a segment or something
like that.
That'd
be wonderful.
We'll see. He's being very nice.
Yeah, indeed. He's a very kind man.
Yeah. So, American Pride, according to a Gallup survey, this is news.gallup.com, so their own report on their survey here, has hit a new low. American pride at a new low. Very few, and I wouldn't say few, but less than before, fewer than before, are extremely proud to be an American. The story here.
This is national pride.
That's right.
I see.
As Americans prepare, it was written right before the 4th of July, as Americans prepare to celebrate their 4th of July, the pride in their pride in the U.S. has hit its lowest point since Gallup's first measurement in 2001. While 70% of U.S. adults overall say they're proud to be Americans, this includes fewer than half, 45%, who are, quote, extremely, unquote, proud, marking the second consecutive year that this reading is below the majority level. Democrats continue to lag far behind Republicans in expressing extreme pride in the United States.
Well, the Democrats are just kind of mad at the presidency, yeah.
Yep, that's true.
I'd also say that it seems like if you were to ask a Republican in, say, 2010, after 2 years of Obama, that they wouldn't say, I'm sad about America, because they would distinguish between the presidency and America. Whereas I would think a Democrat would be more likely to say, I don't think America has the standing in the world that we had previously, because they don't have the statesmen that they want to have. And, you know, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is how this crap goes. It's not like no one told you this. You continue to vote for this every 4 years. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. We've had throughout almost my entire lifetime, almost every presidency, it's been 2 years in and then the next party, 2 years in and the next party, 2 years in and the next party. I, you know, I'm kind of checked out. I don't really care about this stuff. I haven't voted for a major party candidate in like 10 years, for a presidency.
You know, I'm looking at the chart here, Mark. They got the breakdown between Republicans and Democrats and also independents on over time, right? So looking from 2001 to 2019, the Democrats haven't had more than, at any point, 65% of respondents saying they were, quote, extremely proud to be Americans. And that was actually back during the Bush administration. That was 2002 through 2004. It was around 65% responding there. It dropped down to around 55%, as low as 49% in 2007. So then Obama came in at 2008. It started to rise a little bit, but only went up about 10 percentage points from 45% in 2009 to 56% in 2013. So they've stayed relatively stable on that throughout, you know, actually going down between Bush and Obama and not really going up that much during Obama, and now going down significantly down to about 32, 22% during Trump.
I read an article not probably 15 years ago where, you know, some Democrat made the statement that basically patriotism is illiberal was the terminology that he used. And I'm not exactly sure what illiberal is. I hope that I manage to pull that off every single day. But
being illiberal?
Whatever it is. I mean, whatever this guy's doing, I don't want to be doing it. But I do kind of understand. He's like, we're intellectuals. We don't let little lines in the dirt get us all excited and, you know, then all that kind of stuff. And then, well, at least, you know, one of the parties says, you know, we want to be part of the world's community. And then they work very hard within this particular nation to jam rules down other people's throats. So, you know, whatever. All that stuff sounds wrong to me. But I've thought about this patriotism issue. I'm no patriot, mind you. I certainly used to be. I drove a 76 Eldorado convertible bedecked in American flags. I think I could, you know, make that claim. But I just can't figure out what patriotism does that's positive.
Yeah, it just seems to be mindless worship of the nation state.
And I get it. When I see the F-18s fly over the Super Bowl after the long, you know, patriotic video that tells us why we should be, you know, proud Americans, I get it. I do think this nation is better than the other nations. But when it comes to patriotism, what I believe it does foremost is get young men and women to work for cheaper wages than they should, for putting their lives on the line to do the bidding of politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're tricked into saying that they're, you know, defending our freedoms because I'm not freer than I was when I was a kid. I'm less so. When you go through the airport, if you need any proof as to whether or not you're freer.
Absolutely.
And
is that what the military fought for? Was more restrictions, more controls, more checkpoints, more searches?
Yep. And I don't think I have a difficult time seeing the value of the individual lost lives of men and women in the Middle East over the course of the last 20 years to my freedom in this country. I'm not saying that those young men and women aren't brave. I think they absolutely
were. Well, they were valuable to the oil companies.
You can certainly make an argument that Iraq was...
The oil companies didn't have to pay for all those troops directly, right? So they were subsidized.
Security, yeah.
Yeah, so their security agents were essentially subsidized by the American taxpayers. So their blood is, to some extent, on those people's hands.
Right. And as far as patriotism goes, it seems like I can't find the positive in it. I'm looking hard. It makes me feel good.
It's because once you're over it, you it's one of those things that once you kind of get past, you couldn't possibly, I don't think, you know, easily go back into becoming or repatriating or whatever, repatriotizing yourself. It's one of those things that you just look back on and you're like, oh, wow, I used to believe in that? Well, like, you couldn't possibly bring me back into that viewpoint again. Let's go to Larry. We can talk more about you know, Americans being at record lows. Not so proud anymore to be Americans, although still most of them do say they are proud, you know, over 70% still. But extreme pride has gone down below the halfway point. Let's talk to Larry. He's in Nevada watching us online on YouTube. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, there has been a lot of politics lately, and a lot of people have been sending me just like DMs and just you know, texting me and trying to get me in person, and they've been sending a lot of KYSs, but I think that, I don't know what that stands for. Maybe if y'all can send me in with some information.
I've never heard of that, and I don't know if I should go look. Is it profane? What is a KYS?
I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, sir. I'm trying.
How have they sent them to you?
It's number one here is kill yourself.
Oh, I didn't. See, what I thought it meant was know yourself. You know, I thought they were giving me congrats about
that. Would have been much more uplifting, that's for sure.
Yeah, second one is keep yourself safe.
I need to go find a rope.
It says here, keep yourself safe is the second one. No, you asked me what they could be sending you. I'm not recommending that you go there.
Is this an Urban Dictionary, Mark?
Yeah, this is just KYS. What does it stand for? Freedictionary.com.
Yeah.
No! I don't like your crappy little attitude.
How thick should the rope be?
Thanks for the call,
Larry. Thick as you want it to be. Make sure you get the tie the knot right, because then it snaps your neck.
You don't want it to snap, you know, a rope to snap. right? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Oh, those youngsters.
By the way, suicide is not the answer most of the time. 855-450-FREE. But it should be legal for those who are absolutely certain that it is the answer. And it's not legal in most places, sadly, in the so-called free country. We got more coming up.
Kiss your sister.
It's free time.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or hop into one of our Discord call-in line rooms on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm.
AmericanFinancing.net. If you want to if I mean, at some point or another, you need a mortgage here, whether you're looking for a refi or you're getting a new house. If you're dealing with a mortgage broker right now, you need to get a second opinion. You could do all that with American Financing. If you go to AmericanFinancing.net, you can start your digital mortgage process right now. You can apply, receive your pre-qualification, and close your loan doing everything online. That's real nice for a certain segment out there. Personally, I'm going to call them on the telephone kind of guy, but you can do what you want to do. That telephone number I'll give you here shortly. So if you're looking to refinance your house or to buy a new house, you probably want a mortgage consultant that is paid by salary rather than a commissioned broker. A commissioned broker is probably going to sell the loan or going to attempt to sell the loan, is incentivized certainly to sell the loan that has the largest bonus attached to it. Well, is that what you want? I mean, do you want to have that question in your mind? That doesn't happen with American Financing. They have their salaried mortgage consultants that help you deal with every kind of loan, too. Yeah, there's not a kind that they don't have. And, by the way, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and more than 3,200 Google reviews. It's AmericanFinancing.net. And the telephone number is 888-808-0303. 888-804-0303. I think I might have given a 3 instead of that 4. 888-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. That's NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
They've done some interesting things in this Gallup survey. Apparently, for the first time, they actually broke down the survey's generally about American pride, finding that there are fewer Americans that are extremely proud to be Americans than ever before, at least in the history of Gallup asking this question, which started back in 2001. But they also asked questions about, well, what are you proud, you know, what are the things that make you most proud? And so they broke it down, American scientific achievements, the military, American culture and arts, American economic achievements, sporting achievements, U.S. diversity, the American health care and welfare system, and finally the American political system. And you might be able to guess which of those categories of which people are the least proud.
The health care system.
No, the American political system.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, although the health care was just above that one, as far as also it was the second least prideful.
Well, as John Stossel just said here, 7 out of 8 dollars that's spent in health care is spent by the government.
Wow. Remember when we used to do this show like a decade ago? It was like 60% or something like that?
Right. It started out basically 1 out of every 2 government dollars is, you know, dollars in healthcare is government dollars. We have a half socialized system. Now you have a 7/8 socialized system.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the survey here, the poll. But John is on the line listening in Philadelphia. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind, John?
All right. So, I was wondering what you guys thought about Donald Trump running in 2020.
Really?
It seems obvious, like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, he's going to run. What do you think about it?
I think it's good. I think he's really trying to prove something with people, you know, not really liking him. He's trying to back from it.
How's he going to prove, you know, how's he going to change people's minds about him?
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, I don't care.
Trump hasn't hired me as a campaign consultant, not my job.
Thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I would be the best campaign consultant that he ever had.
I did pledge that if Trump sets Ross Ulbricht free from prison, that I will go ahead and vote for him. I did make that pledge.
I made the same pledge. I will right here on the air if Trump goes ahead and pardons Ross Ulbricht, and I think I probably would do it if he pardoned Ed Snowden. Did Ed Snowden.
Well, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
But you could still be pardoned.
You can get a pre-conviction pardon?
Yeah, that's what happened to Nixon.
Huh. Okay.
Ford gave it to him.
I don't think Snowden would want to come back here, even if he did get the pardon.
I don't know what Snowden would want. But he probably doesn't want to have to look over his shoulder for CIA agents for the rest of his life.
No doubt. Let's continue here, and we can go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, if they really wanted to take him out, they probably could take him out in Russia.
I'm sure they probably could.
And did you say John Stossel?
We had an hour of John Stossel at the very beginning of the show. If you missed it, you can grab the archive tonight at freetalklive.com a little bit later on.
Yeah, I didn't miss it. And so it happened again. Wonderful New Mexico, known to the FBI as the most corrupt state in the nation. And I actually like this guy, so I'm not gonna make it too personal. But 20-year senator Richard Martinez. The video is online. Mm. And 14-year judge arrested for aggravated DWI after crashing.
What is aggravated DWI?
Doesn't that usually mean you hit somebody?
It means different things. It means if you're over twice the legal limit, or if you cause injuries because of it, or if you, they also wrote in there that if you refuse the breathalyzer test, then that makes it aggravated as well.
So how can they give you a DUI if you refuse the test?
Yeah. Are you really asking me that question? Come on, Mark, you're smarter than that.
Well,
so you're saying go ahead, ask the question again.
How can they convict somebody for a DUI if you refuse the test? I mean,
if they're behind the wheel and they're vomiting and they get out of the vehicle and they can't stand up and they're slurring their speech and they think that they're in some other country and that you're obviously under the influence of something, even though you didn't take any.
Now, hold on. Did all of that happen in this Richard Martinez case?
Well, watch the video. It's rather entertaining. He can't really do any field sobriety test in any sort of coherent manner. But anyway, the point is that we have government. You know, this guy's a judge. He's a senator. He's the chair of the judiciary committee in New Mexico. And here's another fun one. And the cops covered for him. The cops. You can see on the video if you watch. There's an 11-minute video. Which is the longest one I find that rather than just the minute and a half excerpt one. Mm-hmm. But it shows the one of the cops on the other cop's video saying, "Hey, do you got anything to cover up this senator license plate on the back of his crashed vehicle?"
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So people wouldn't notice it as they were driving by?
Right. Yeah. The red license plate that says SEN5, Senator 5. And so that cop's name, New Mexico State Police, I believe he was, his Lance Pepper is his name. And then another fun fact is that the senator, judge, crashed his vehicle drunk and injured himself and sent the people he crashed into to the hospital with at least minor injuries. He did this on the day that a law that he passed, that was his one of his babies, I don't know exactly how he was involved, but he was the bill sponsor or what. But anyway, where in New Mexico, private gun transfers now require a background check on the...
Well, he's so worried about keeping people safe, obviously. We're coming up here. Thanks, David. It's Free Talk Live.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
California is dealing with the aftermath of two back-to-back earthquakes centered near Ridgecrest. There have been 4 structure fires and some damage to homes in the area. Kern County Fire Chief David Witt says the damage could get worse with the aftershocks.
A 6.4, a 7.1, maybe it's not a 7.1 next time, but maybe it's lower. And with that, there could be more damage just because structures are weakened. And so we just need to be vigilant.
Police and firefighters are investigating an apparent gas explosion at a Florida shopping plaza that injured more than 20 people. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We're very much relieved that considering the debris field and considering how we found the patients and where we found them, the injuries are not as severe as we would have thought they would be. So we're very thankful for that.
The blast broke out all the windows of a fitness center right next door. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by My Magic Mud.
Love My Magic Mud.
It is a great product, and it seems to be loved by pretty much everybody here on Free Talk Live, and most of them didn't even know they were coming on to advertise with us. We brought them up, and every host has had their own personal story just kind of on their own because it's that good of a product just on its own, but beyond being an advertiser here on Free Talk Live.
Right. There's a few products out there where you use it, have this incredible experience, and you're just like, well, I'm gonna use this forever. And that's how it was for me with My Magic Mud. I tried it out, and you got to use it for about 4 days, for 2 minutes, four times, once every day for 4 days. And I could see the stains coming off of my teeth. I was so impressed. I had no idea I had stains on my teeth. How would you know that? So there, it's coming right off, and now I use it every 4 to 7 days, and it's a great product. Love it, and I'll be probably using it again this evening. MyMagicMud.com. If you go to MyMagicMud.com, now, by the way, you can get it at, what is it, Sprouts, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Natural Grocers, most major health food stores. You can get it all over the place, and it's a great product. You should get it all over the place because not only does it whiten your teeth, in my opinion, it also cleans them in a superior fashion to toothpaste. I don't recommend using it every time you brush, but I do recommend using it at once or twice a week. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can get 20% off of this great product. Try it out. Here's your introductory offer. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Use coupon code FTL20. That's the key. Use FTL20, you get 20% off. It's like $13 for a little tub of it, and it lasts for a long time. It's real value. You take the 20% off of that, and then, well, I don't know. You do the math. MyMagicMud.com. Love it.
So we've been talking about this news from the Gallup organization, polling firm, that has been asking Americans over the last, not quite 20 years, since 2001, whether they're proud to be Americans, and if so, how proud. And the numbers of Americans who are extremely proud has dropped to below half. It is now at 45%, marking the second consecutive year that this reading is below the majority level. So it is the lowest point since Gallup's first initial measurement back in 2001. The findings are explored further with new measurements of the public's pride in eight aspects of the U.S. government and society. As we mentioned earlier, the pride in the government itself, in the American political system, only 32% of respondents said that the American political system makes them proud, while 68% said it does not.
You know, when... So,
which I'm glad to see. I like that number.
Well, civic pride runs two ways. First, it's comparative.
Mm-hmm.
So which political process do you think is better than the United States?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, you.
Anyone that doesn't exist.
Right. So none is the answer.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if you've got a king that's actually like freedom friendly or whatever, then that would be better than the American system, because there would be no political process whatsoever, and you'd have a relatively laissez-faire king. I've heard that is it Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein. That's supposedly a Prince Philip. I believe it's Philip of Liechtenstein wrote the state in the 21st century, and
isn't he supposed to be kind of libertarian?
Yeah, certainly. Well, most autocrats are going to be, you know, the sort of traditional nobles, that kind of thing. Yeah, sure.
What did you just say? Most autocrats would be,
well, that's what they would have been called back then.
What would make a king more likely to be liberty friendly? I'm not sure what you're saying.
There weren't social welfare programs going on when you know, kings were doing kingly things, and
yeah,
most
weren't they like hacking, lobbing people's heads off for being disobedient or whatever.
They lobbed people's heads off under republics too. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, republics are kind of known for
I don't know if you can say that, you know, just because you're a king means you're more likely to care about freedom. I don't think there's any evidence for that.
All I can tell you is that what we study in
a lot
history,
of them went to wars.
Yeah, in history we study wars because wars are more interesting than peace.
Mm-hmm. And that would suggest that they're not liberty friendly.
Wars are expensive too. If a king wants to pay for a war
taxes
and out for a war, you know, pay out and all that stuff, then he can do that.
Right. So I don't know why you would say that kings and other, you know, people like that would somehow be friendly to freedom in general. It doesn't seem like the history really points to that at all.
No, I don't. I think that there's a lot of evidence that that's the case. I mean, when you look at the republics of the United States and France, These are two major republics of the 20th century, and neither one of them is particularly peacefully oriented.
Sure.
You look at...
But King George wasn't a great guy.
King George II?
Whichever one. You take your pick.
Okay, for the United States Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that the King George was probably a pretty good king and pretty lax for the colonies, but they needed a figurehead to go after. What their real problem was Parliament. And Parliament had some reasonable claims against the colonists. It was just a perfect storm, as it were, for the colonies to secede. But I'd ask you this. Canada didn't secede. The United States did. We have two countries with very similar demographics and very similar histories alongside each other. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Heritage Foundation, not exactly a liberal bastion, that one, now ranks Canada as slightly, marginally freer than the United States. How'd your revolution go?
Yeah, I mean, by all means, the U.S. is not the freest place. You had suggested earlier that you thought that it was... That it was.
No, I'd said that I think I love this country. I think it's great compared to
other countries.
Yeah,
but if it's not freer than other countries, then does that mean that it's greater than other countries?
The aggregate of freedom does nothing for me in my life.
Sure, it does.
No, nope.
The more freedom you have, the more opportunities you have.
Sure, I could have the freedom to gay marry and never do it. How would that freedom benefit me?
if you have more freedom economically, you could start a business that you otherwise
wouldn't
be able to.
Sure, I'm all for economic freedoms, and I like those, but there may be economic freedoms that I'm not going to use. The freedoms that I want are the freedoms that I'm going to use.
Hold on. Whether you use the freedoms or not is immaterial. It's other people being able to use those freedoms makes your life better because they're free to make their own choices. They're free to start their own business that may ultimately benefit you through the fact that they're offering good products or services or employing your neighborhood or whatever it is that they're
doing.
You
won't find me arguing against economic freedoms. What I will argue for is that you probably should focus on the freedoms that benefit you the most as opposed to just a sort of an aggregate freedom number. In the United States, what we're really good at is making money still. Now, maybe if I was a young man, I might head to Southeast Asia. I might head to China. I might look for some of these places. There may be a better chance for a young person who can pull up stakes. But for a 48-year-old, yeah, the United States is a great place to make money.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And according to the Gallup survey, they're saying that U.S. adults' extreme pride in being American has been steadily weakening in recent years, and the current reading from a June 3rd through 16th Gallup poll marks the lowest point to date. However, the latest 2 percentage point decline came from last year's 47%. Again, this is the number of Americans that are extremely proud to be.
How was it like 2002, right after 9/11?
Well, this is right when they started the survey, would have been in 2001 and then 2002. So if we're looking at overall pride, the number of extreme, you want to look at the extreme pride number. 2001, it was 55%. It then bumped up to 70% by 2003. So there was definitely a notable 15 percentage point increase. By the time 2006 rolled around, though, so just 3 years later, it was right back down to 57%. It held steady at about 57% through around.
I think the United States would have been, if the Bush administration would have come up with a reason to invade Canada during, those times, the U.S. people would have gone for it.
So it held steady through about 2013 at around 57%, and then it has been declining since then. 51% in 2017, down to 45% just this last month. Our toll-free number here, if you want to share your thoughts on, are you feeling proud? And if you're proud to be an American, are you extremely proud? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on the Live Saturday edition. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Are you proud to be an American? And if you are proud today, are you less proud than you were in the past? And of what is it that you're exactly proud? You know, is it the government? Or is it something else? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Gallup has been asking some of these questions to people, and they've been asking them over most of the last two decades. And this year's poll, which was just conducted last month, has record low numbers of Americans reporting that they are, quote, extremely proud, while there is a different number of people who are very proud, which is higher than those who are extremely proud. Still, the numbers are lower now than they were in the past. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I want to say thanks to What's the Frequency Kenneth, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier.
Has been a long time.
Yep. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can join the AMP program, as What's the Frequency Kenneth has done and has been for a while. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. If you're still hanging out on Facebook, that's a good one to go and join. And you'll get in there if you're an amplifier. Also, there's supporters-only chat rooms on our Discord server that you'll get access to as an amplifier as well, plus some other perks and benefits. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, it helps us get on more radio stations. As I mentioned earlier tonight, we're on over 200 stations over the week. We don't have all 200 on at one moment, but over an entire week's worth of broadcasts, we are heard on over 200 radio stations coast to coast. We could be on 300 or more. It's possible. We just, you know, need to effectively market the show, and that's what AMP is all about. Advertise, market, promote. That's what AMP stands for. So join it over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. The more information here from the Gallup survey, down from 47% last year to 45% this year, is the number of Americans who say they are extremely proud of America, or being an American, I guess. The highest readings on the measure, 69 and 70%, were between 2002 and 2004, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, then later, you know, the American government dropped a bunch of bombs on innocent people, and, well, luckily Americans got a little sick of being involved in these conflicts. And further, it says here that Democrats continue to express low pride in being an American. They showed that the overall declines in patriotism are largely driven by Democrats. Their self-reported pride historically has been lower in general and has fluctuated more than the Republicans. Democrats' latest 22% extreme pride reading is the group's lowest in Gallup's 19 years of measurement.
It's kind of the narrative that you would expect out of Republicans. All those Democrats, they don't like America. You
know, I
gotta America
say.
Hating is a term is terminology that's used on talk radio and Fox News.
I am not a Democrat, but I don't like the United States government. Do I like America? Sure. I like the land mass and, you know, generally the people. But then again, I like the people in other places and parts of the world as well, because people tend to just be people, no matter wherever it is that you go. America does have, or at least North America, specifically the United States portion of it, does have a bit of a more of a freedom-friendly past than some other countries do, in some ways, obviously, and not in others. But the relative economic freedom that the United States has had has put us in a pretty good position on the
right,
world
and I feel
stage.
Like the politicians have squandered that pretty much every opportunity that they get. I tend to agree with you on that. I say that that's kind of what politicians do.
Squander? And,
yeah, as long as people will put their destiny in the hands of politicians in this sort of unthinking fashion, that's one of the things that bothers me about patriotism. So what is the United States government? The United States government is
a criminal organization.
Is a service.
Like all governments.
Is a service organization, right?
That's being awfully nice.
It is. Well, that's what they've set themselves up to be.
You mean by service, you mean they're serving themselves with our money and obedience?
That's the monopoly aspect of it. Mm-hmm. They're monopoly service organizations. So they say, we're providing you with protection. We're providing you with
education.
They're
not providing us with protection.
I understand that.
They're providing themselves with protection. They'll protect their own buildings, but they're not interested in your own house or whatever. They're going over across the world and dropping bombs on people. They're creating terrorism, and they're putting us in greater danger.
Well,
and under all presidents.
It's the best kind of protection service for the service organization, the kind where you're not responsible. The United States Supreme Court has been abundantly clear that the government has no responsibility to protect you.
Well, that's a crappy service, then.
Agreed. But that's what they are, right? It's a service organization.
I think you're being way too generous with that.
Well, that's what they're saying they are, all right?
So they lie.
Give me my premise for a minute.
No.
Here. Okay. They are a service organization, and service organizations, no one stands there and salutes a service organization.
I don't think it's
no
fair, man.
No one puts their hand over their
These
heart and
the
says,
Kiwanis
I
Club.
Love Walmart. No, they're not the Kiwanis Club. The Kiwanis Club is full of people that are trying to help kids.
Well, that's
all right?
What I think of when I think of a service organization, people that are giving of their time voluntarily to assist the community, to assist individuals, to assist people in need, and accepting donations. That's a service organization. The government. It's a criminal organization of people who steal money and threaten folks and kill innocent people. How could you dare even call them a service organization?
When you say a criminal organization, the first thing that people think is, are they running hookers? Are they running
numbers?
Oh, God,
if they were doing something like that, they'd actually be doing something useful.
Well,
no,
not
criminal
if they were running
as in thugs.
A monopoly.
Criminal as in violence. Criminal as in awful, dangerous, evil people who hurt
they're
people.
They're not evil.
People.
They're just ordinary folks that are working
well,
within
in
the system.
Well, in positions of power, they're doing evil things.
Positions of power tend to corrupt the people that go
yeah,
into
these
those
are
positions.
Not service. This is not a service. This
they
is not valuable.
They are an organization that has set themselves up to provide service in a monopoly fashion, and this is what we get when we get it. And when people put their hands over their hearts and say, I love this country, I love this, that, what they're doing is they're empowering these people that, of which you speak, and they're saying, all right, well, you've done a wonderful job so far. What I say is that, you know, maybe the United States is in the top 20 countries in the world. I think it's slipping, and I think that it could do better. And that if it does better, I'll be happier with it as an organization. I'd like to see it be really awesome and get back to the whole land of the free thing. I think that'd be great.
I don't think it was ever that.
Well, I think
a black person.
What's
ask
that?
An Indian.
Well, somebody's ethnicity doesn't mean anything to me as far as their ability to answer the question.
I mean an American Indian.
What's that?
I mean an American Indian.
Uh-huh.
Ask them if they feel like there was a free country.
I can understand totally why some American Indians would be very upset at the notion of being under the thumb of the United States government. But on the other hand, you got to remember that many of them have fought in world wars and given their lives for, well, presumably this country. So, you know, you'll get a variety of answers.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, in the past, they were slaughtered, obviously, by the people who founded this nation or whatever. And then, of course, there's also blacks that were considered not full men. They were considered slaves at that time. So, I mean, by no means are we talking about a past that involves freedom for people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the United States government...
There may have been less economic regulation.
Yeah, its military was the first to allow blacks to serve. I mean,
you mean die for politicians? Wow, we should be proud of that, huh?
When other organizations would not let them
work.
Yeah,
they also let women die for politicians, too, now.
They're working on that, yeah.
Yeah. And gay people can die for politicians now. Wow.
Yeah. Well, now you can wear...
Isn't that nice?
You can wear women's clothes and die for people. I don't care. Again, I'm only pointing out... What do you mean?
I don't know. What's your point?
My point is that you can look at those issues either way. What I would say is Walmart going to get to be a better business if all you do is talk about how awesome it is? And I think the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to send feedback to your service organization as much as you can.
What kind of fantasy world are you living in, thinking that you can give feedback to the government and they're going to give a flip about it? They don't care about what you think. They're not like Walmart. They use violence against people. And they use the threat of violence against people. And the only time you have a chance to give any kind of input to them is once every 4 years, or every two if you're lucky in a state government, where you get to go vote on some stupid selection of jackballs who wants to tell you how to live your life. And they're not actually listening to you. You're just voting. And then when they win, they think, boy, all these people love me and all my
ideas. It's amazing,
ideas,
isn't it?
And they all just put in whatever ideas I want to and shove it down your throat.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Whereas business is constantly, and John Stossel actually made a reference to this early on, business is constantly listening. Now, the bigger businesses are going to be slower to change. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they're more bureaucratic.
And some won't.
And some won't, and they'll die as a result of that. Because if you don't change in business, you go out of business, unless, of course, the government's there to bail you out. So if you don't change as the market is demanding... And the market is giving you signals all the time. If you don't listen and you don't do what they want, you're done for. It's like GameStop. I was reading an article about them. Woof, man, not a good year for the world's largest video game store. Their stock price has been tumbling big time. And, their business model is pretty much going to be pulled out from underneath them, like selling physical media. Good luck with that. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.